Blog Talk Radio.
I spend my time just thinking about you. Every single day, guess I'm really missing you. And all those things we used to do. Hey girl, what's up? It used to be just me and you.
I spend my time just thinking about you. Every single day, guess I'm really missing you. And all those things we used to do. Hey girl, what's up, yo? What's up, what's up, what's up?
Can you meet me halfway? Right at the borderline is where I'm going away. For you, I'll be looking out. Night and day, took my heart to the limit, and this is where I'll stay. I can't go any further than this. I want you so bad, my only wish.
Girl, I travel around the world and even sail the seven seas. Across the universe and go to other galaxies. Just tell me where to go, just tell me where you wanna meet. I navigate myself to take me where you be. Cause girl, I want you right now. I travel like Tam, I travel downtown. Wanna have you around, like every single day. I love you always,
can
I'll meet
you
halfway.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for coming through to Thirsty Thursdays with your host, The Dream Teacher. As you all know, We are celebrating every Thursday night at 11 o'clock here in the good old garage in East Lake, Ohio. What a lovely, we'll just call it a place. Anyways, again, thank you all for coming. I hope you will enjoy this evening's show. We will be doing readings, as usual, after the 11:11 minutes. At 11:11, we will be shouting out our wishes for everyone to hear. So if you have a special wish or something in particular that you would like to bring attention to, go ahead and just either type it in the chat or give me a call at 646-727-2870. And I would be glad to talk about and share your wishes with everyone, and we will all wish you well as well. So if you want to talk, go ahead and just call in. Not a problem at all. I love just sending people through. Quite an interesting thing to see who's on the switchboard, and you never really know who's on the other side. Well, I mean, I can see the number, but I don't remember all of them. You know that. So what I want to talk about, I have been having a little conversation recently. And you may ask, with whom, Brandon? And I will answer, with God. Little Conversations with God, a book I'm reading right now by Neil Donald Walsh. Excellent author. Excellent. Excellent. He is a really great writer, and he is a really beautiful soul. I highly suggest checking out any of his works, anything written by him or spoken, anything. Neil Donald Walsh, go ahead and give it a look up and see if it resonates with you, because it certainly does with me. And I can't even begin to tell you how many life-changing things have happened to me just since reading his two books. I'm in the middle of one. Well, I'm past the middle part, but still reading it. Just I don't even know how I keep reading this so fast, but, like, you know, I'll sit there and just be reading, and all of a sudden it's like a whole quarter of the book later and pages are gone. I'm like, whoa, dude, that's so good. So definitely good when you can get into something like that and not even know where time went. Also, he has another book out that I highly suggest reading. It's called Bringers of Light, again, by Neil Donald Walsh. And it's actually the prequel to Conversations, or no. Sequel, you know, the one after, Conversations with God. But I read that one first. I kind of went a little backwards. So either way, whichever way your heart tells you to read them, if it does, go ahead and pick them out. Worth getting to. Oh, boy. All right. Getting some text message. Oh, blowing up. Friggin' Twitter. So what I wanted to do was give you a little excerpt from Conversations with God. And Neil himself is having a conversation. And he asks, you know, a very basic question, except, you know, a question that produces and invokes a lot of different answers. And, I mean, if you could ask God this question, it would be pretty awesome, pretty powerful. And that's exactly what he did. And he asked, what's the point of going on? What's the point of living life? Why should we have to just keep going and going? And as this is what God replies. And so you ask a very good question. Why go on? Why even start off on such a path? What is to be gained from embarking on such a journey? Where is the incentive? What is the reason? The reason is ridiculously simple. There is nothing else to do. And he replies, what do you mean? And God says, I mean, this is the only game in town. There is nothing else to do. In fact, there's nothing else you can do. You're going to be doing what you are doing for the rest of your life, just as you have been doing it since birth. The only question is whether you'll be doing it consciously or unconsciously. You see, you cannot disembark from the journey. You embarked before you were born. Your birth is simply a sign that your journey has begun. So the question is not, why start off on such a path? You have already started off. You did so with the first beat of your heart. The question is, do I wish to walk this path consciously or unconsciously, with awareness or lack of awareness, as the cause of my experience or at the effect of it? For most of your life, if you've you have lived at the effect of your experiences. Now, you're invited to be the cause of them. That is what is known as conscious living. That is what is called walking in awareness. Now, many of you have walked quite some distance. As I said, you have made no small progress. So you should not feel that after all these lives, you've only come to this. Some of you are highly evolved creatures with a very sure sense of self. My good buddy that just came in, Dionysus, thank you, hon, for coming through. You know who you are, and you know what you'd like to become. Furthermore, you even know the way to get from here to there. That's a great sign. That's a sure indication. Of what, Neil asks? Of the fact that you now have very few lives left. Is that good? It is now for you, and that is so because you say it is so. Not long ago, all you wanted to do was stay here. Now all you want to do is leave. That's a very good sign. Not long ago, you killed things, bugs, plants, trees, animals, people. Now you cannot kill a thing without knowing exactly what you're doing and why. That's a very good sign. Not long ago, you lived as though it had no purpose. Now you know it has no purpose, save the one you give it. That's a very good sign. Not long ago, you begged the universe to bring you truth. Now you tell the universe your truth, and that's a very good sign. Not long ago, you sought to be rich and famous. Now you seek to be simply and wonderfully yourself. And not so very long ago, you feared me. Now you love me enough to call me your equal. All of these are very, very good signs. So I definitely wanted to share that with you. It had a very, very powerful impact with myself. It was affirmation, reassurance, et cetera, that, okay, you know, it's definitely going the right way. Oh, my goodness. Did we really just miss that? Wow. It's already 11:12. So I'm just going to stop right here. See, I'm just getting so wrapped up already. Let's see. Think of your wishes. And what we'll do is still shout them out. And if you want to talk about them, go ahead. But I made my wish as I was projecting this to you. It was in there, so don't worry. let's see. Back to conversations with God. So, okay. what I had to get across was that I'm not the only one continuing and going on the right thing. Aww. Okay, sorry, I'm getting text messages. I think, oh boy. Sorry, I'm getting blown up right now. Everybody's trying to find a way to get into the show. All right, what I'm going to do is take a little break. We're going to be doing readings shortly, and maybe if everyone is lucky, Dionysus will come on and help me give some readings and look at people's charts, et cetera, et cetera. So if you're lucky, maybe you'll get them to call in. And we will give some good readings. At least I definitely will, that's for sure. All right, now we're going to take a quick break to regroup and get everybody here on the same page and make sure everybody's showing up. Because I feel bad when people can't, you know, make it here. So, I gotta look up something real quick. There it is. Okay, sorry. I put a new song on and wanted to share it with you. So here we go. I think you might have heard of this one. Kelly Clarkson. Thank you. Already gone. Love that song. Alright, now we definitely have got some caller build up here. All I'm going to do first, D has so graciously to agree to help me do some readings here and join me. I love our interaction, so I'm going to put you through. Hello. Hello, Dionysus. How are you?
I'm great. What's up?
Not much. Been a pretty interesting / eventful week and day.
Yeah. I feel that. I can feel it. Same for me. Same here. Yeah,
definitely. It hasn't been too bad. It's just been, hey, we survived, learned a couple things, lived, and here we are again.
I totally agree. Can you hear me? Because I know, some people have trouble hearing me.
Well, I can hear you perfectly fine, so.
All right, that's good. This phone is just weird to hold up to my ear. It's so weird.
What are you using?
It's like a Voyager kind of thing.
Ah, okay.
Like, weird.
Yeah, I'm I'm on a friggin', what is this, a rant? The Sprint rants right now. I love Rand and Raven, let me tell you.
I like what you were saying. It made a lot of sense. I just chimed in and had to listen. It's always inspirational.
It's so, oh my gosh, this book is so phenomenal. Like, I cannot, it's just jam-packed. Like, could you imagine just having a conversation with God? Like, literally, it's so weird. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like, boom, right in the face. Like, it's just like, seriously, it's like God just punches you right in the face with the truth. It's ridiculous. It makes me laugh. Like, it's so funny. I definitely suggest reading this for everybody, and yourself included. It's so good. It's very inspirational and definitely worth the time. Good information.
Sure you will. Totally agree. I'm so nervous as usual. I don't know why I always get nervous.
I think it's just you're not used to the feelings. It's you're very excited, apprehensive, and anxious.
Me?
And
yeah.
You just gotta switch it over and use that for the drive, the innate drive to do better and better. It's a nice little switchback. And like once you switch it around and like kind of manipulate your own feelings, if you will, it's like oh man, absolutely perfect. It gives you that perfect drive, that boost, that everything. Like I told this story before, but after like a past ex, I was like really upset about it. So I used the drive that of the feelings that would project me to get him back as a, you know, person, as a boyfriend in my relationship. I used that drive to make my music, to like, you know, start doing all my stuff that started me out with this whole Dream Teacher thing.
Yeah,
pretty ironic.
You manipulated the energies, I get it. Did that perfectly.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well,
you can do the same thing.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't know how. I'll figure it out one of these days.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially if you're going to be talking with me a lot.
Yes.
All right, well, we do have some callers.
Oh, wow, my energy is already boiled up. I already feel like crying, but it's not my energy, so let's see.
Uh-oh.
I know, it's not my energy, though.
Well, who? Is it me?
No, I don't know. Someone will
see. All right, let's find out. We got area code 440 and 622. Yeah, it's pretty much Tiffany, so we're going to put her through. Hello, Tiffany. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm sick, but I'm good.
Good deal. Everybody seems to be getting sick. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to give it to you.
You got me sick, so.
I didn't mean to. It's your fault.
Tiffany, I remember.
Hi.
Hey, Tiffany, yeah. I think I remember you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember. There's a lot of my chatting for me on the chat room, so.
Yes, I remember. You feel different, though.
Huh?
You feel different.
I feel different? How?
We'll see.
Tiffany, would you like a reading tonight, darling?
Yes, I would.
All right. Now, would you like a 7 card or a 9 card?
7.
7. Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is I need you to count in increments from 1 to 7. And every time you say a number, I'm going to draw a card for you. So go ahead and begin at 1 whenever you're ready.
Okie dokie. 1. 2. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7.
All right.
Okay,
good
I was
going
to totally continue. I was thinking 9.
You would. All right. Now, what you need to do is tell D your birthday, and he will hook you up with he'll be doing his little information.
Yeah, my little forecast thing.
Well, January 24th.
Oh, you're born the day after my brother. I remember.
Do I have to do a year, too?
I can do it right from that. I just look at the transits. This is like a quick way to see what energies are directly affecting you and what energies are not, you know, affecting you. So, look it up.
So I'm going to give her my little reading first. Well, it's only a little 7-day one. I mean, oh my gosh, compared to the full reading, you use like all of the cards. I only did a full reading once, and it literally just uses every single one of these cards. It's so crazy. I want to start charging people to do that. I don't know. We'll see. That's for future endeavors. Okay, Tiffany, focus.
Yeah.
Your cards.
Focus.
The next 24 hours. The snake, the tree,
oh God.
The garden, the whip, the mountain, the ring, and the heart. Beautiful. Okay.
I always get the heart.
Yeah, you always get matters of the heart.
Yeah.
All right, now the snake. Now the snake, you know. There could be somebody or someone being unwise, or not unwise, a little bit tricky. It could be like, you know, charming you in a way, kind of deluding you from the truth. But I feel that you're going to need to keep your mouth shut because there's opportunities for growth coming up for you, as the tree indicates. You're going to grow with the social circle, if you will, as the garden indicates the social setting. It could be also you could grow at a new place or just the place where everybody meets, gathers, et cetera, et cetera. There could be a little bit of quarrels, a little bit of arguing back and forth between somebody, between a close person that's almost far away, if you will. They're far away now. Also, it could be you could get into a little bit of quarrel with about a big event with somebody close to you. But either way, there's still a big event which you need to focus on. Focus on this big event that's coming. And it's going to involve people that you're very close to and people that you love deeply. It's definitely, when it all is all said and done with, it's a matter of the heart. And you will definitely notice it. You'll feel it in your heart. You'll know it on every level of your being. So pay some good attention as, you know, your heart's a very important piece within your body. And you don't want just anybody screwing around with it. Am I right?
Right.
right. there you go, girl. Okay. So, like I said, keep your mouth shut. You'll grow up. Look out for these little quarrels. Big events are in your horizon. And, of course, amazing relationships.
Oh, can't wait for that one.
Yeah, waiting. You know, it's so weird to see everything you say show up in the chart. It's so weird.
It always shows.
Should I just tell her some of the things that, you know, reiterate, basically? Because it's just going to be a reiteration. Okay. Oh, boy, I'm so nervous. I'm sorry.
I'm nervous, too, so don't be...
You guys are too cute. Oh, my God.
Well, what he was saying about, you know, like, I guess broadening your horizons is exactly what you need to do. You need to, I guess, travel because you have Saturn transiting in a trine, I think. In a trine in the ninth house. Now... this can either restrict you from, like, getting anywhere further, I guess, or growing. You may feel like you're not growing. I guess, you know, you're not being balanced. And this can be expressed through, like, relationships. As you said, as he said, because it's in the sign of Libra, which represents, you know, like, one-on-one relationships, balance, it can make you, like, critical of people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you may need things to be, like, I don't know, you know, just like, you need it almost perfect. You just need it how you need it. And I think that you're gonna come up, you know, with the harsh reality that not everything could be perfect. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're gonna just have to settle for, you know, a relationship that may be right in front of your eyes, as long as you open your eyes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You may have the person like right in front of you, but your eyes are closed, so you can't see them, and that means you're not looking in the right spot. Which I feel like that when you mentioned like the horizons and the fact that you have Saturn in the ninth house, it just shows that you're being taught a lesson, as far as like, where you need to go, you know, opening yourself out and expanding yourself. That means I think you're going to have to start, you know, interacting more and more with other, like, people, just random people, just relationships, or like, you know, females, males, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Foreign. Now, yeah, foreign, that relates to the ninth house.
Foreign?
Foreign, as in they're not like foreign. I mean, it could be foreign, like somebody from, like, you know, Lithuania or something, but,
yeah,
like,
wherever.
Foreign as in not from, you know, around your home.
Yeah, it could be, like, a different race, different gender. I mean, I'm sorry. What did I say?
There's only so many.
Yeah, I know, right? There's only two. And, okay, another thing that, you know, that he mentioned that was showed up right in your chart was, when he said, like, the quarrels and arguments or whatever, you have your sun, which is at 3 degrees, which represents you're at the, you know, the beginning of the Aquarius energy, which shows, like, you're just coming into that, like, need to be free and be all you need and, you know, do your own thing and yada, yada, yada. You're going to have to, like, once again, open your mind. Don't keep such a fixed view of the world and don't, like, categorize people into, like, different categories. And
I really don't do that, though. I don't categorize anybody.
Are you sure? Okay. I'm going to give you an example. Like my brother, right? He's an Aquarius. He always seems to want to, you know, go towards all of the football players or, like, you know, that group of people. He, like, wants to fit into that type of group. Okay, so you just don't want to fit in any group at all.
I'm just in, like, every group. Like, I know people from group to group, and, like, I just kick it with whoever wants to kick it. I don't consider myself a group at all. Like, I'm nothing. I'm just me. Like, I don't know.
So good.
I mean, like, I'm not nothing. I mean, like, I'm just not, like, a social, like, I'm a social person, but I just don't, like, categorize myself in a group like that. I'm not, like,
well,
I'm not a popular, I'm not a geek, I'm not a dork, I'm not like that, like,
very, very much a social butterfly. You just float.
A rebel, basically. A rebel, which relates to the Aquarius energy, but I guess right about now, what it comes down to is that the fact that it's going to, let's see, let me count the numbers. 5, 6, 7. Okay, it shows that you're going to be in an argument with, you know, another person. Whereas maybe you're acting too, maybe you're dictating too much, or maybe you want too much control. Or you're on the other end of it, and you want to be with more people. You want to be with your friends, and you want to, you know, hang out and have fun, and that other person doesn't want you to. They want to control what you do. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's more specifically where the arguments and the quarrels, that's what you said, are going to come in. And also communication and, like, big egos right now is something that you're definitely going to have to look out for. Like, maybe authority is not going to, like, accept you properly. Or maybe it's going to be, they're not going to understand what you say, and it's going to cause, like, arguments and, you know, egos to flare up, and people are going to be acting high and mighty. And you could very well be on the, and, you know, you could express those energies too. When you feel as if, you know, maybe people aren't, being as close to you as they should, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel, Tess? What do you think?
I don't know. I just kind of think, like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm walking around in front of my house right now, just like, oh, that's really nice. That sounds like me. Like, yeah. I don't know. I'm just thinking about writing this shit.
Well, it's just a situation that's going to come up, and it's just going to intensify, like, soon. So,
oh, yeah, definitely keep a lookout.
Yeah,
pretty much within the next day.
Yep, I think so. You feel like, to me, that was just my feelings, like, you just feel like, you know, like a whatever kind of person. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Go with the flow,
like, just
kind of person?
Whatever, whatever, whatever.
It's like whatever.
Yeah.
It's totally like Tiffany, like my best friend. She likes to like do things like that. And like, it's like whatever. Like, it's not a big deal. Don't worry.
But it makes my energy like shake. It makes me like shudder. Like, it, like, this is gonna, what this whatever attitude is gonna make you not pursue any one thing or have a clear idea of what you need to do to get ahead in life. You know what I mean?
Well, now I feel down because
Well, now think about this. Well, listen,
no.
Now you kind of take
just...
that you take that approach very much so. It's a very whatever, it's very, you know, nonchalant. Now, I know you have drives, I know you have passion. If that's if it's something that you're worried about, like if your career or something, you know, it's really not that big of a deal to kind of hold that kind of whatever attitude, because whatever's in store for you, you know, you're okay with it. You're okay with whatever's coming with you. But, like, if you wanted to get down and serious to it, I know that you have it within you to, you know, drive, get down to business, you know, go and do exactly what you need to do. Like, I know you said you want to do photography, something along the artistic and creative edge. You know, and I'm definitely, you know, I'm not worried about you, you know, being lost and not being able to find something that you like. You definitely have, since you have so many things that you like and so many, you know, opportunities like that, it's a wonderful, wonderful position to be sitting in, because you can choose any one of those and at any time that you wish. You have plenty, plenty of time here, and as God has said before, there's nothing else to do, so why not, you know, take your time and figure it out. You know,
I agree.
Like
November is
going to
be good, too, for her. Based on the chart. November is going to be free.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely.
Well,
that is so
confusing.
Confusing?
You guys just talked at the same time. I didn't hear either thing that you guys said.
No. I'm
like,
sorry I talked too much.
Like,
I have to do me.
The good thing is that you can listen to this anytime you want on archive. Anytime, just go ahead and click on my profile, and you are all set to go. That's
yay.
It. I just want to mention that just because some people forget, and anytime you get a reading, you can listen to it over and over and over and over again. Because trust me, I did the same damn thing. Every time I get a reading, I'm like, oh, my gosh, what did they say? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, that shit is saved on my iTunes. You best believe it.
It is. I know.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. Oh, my God. Do you hear my accent? I sound like these New York people now. It's crazy.
New York? New York people?
Yeah, I sound like the Brooklyn, New York accent. Like, out of nowhere.
Can you hear our Ohio accents?
Yeah, I like your accents.
We hold our A's a lot. Apparently, all the, like, important and professional newscasters come to Cleveland to, like, learn how to, quote-unquote, speak properly, because we have, like, a proper way to say everything. I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's pretty cool.
It's like you're on top of the words, whereas, like, Americans
or
people in Philadelphia are below them, like underneath them, like they attack, a lazy glottal attack. It's like some...
Yeah, I totally feel
it. You know what I mean, though? You can feel it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Of course I do. Everybody else does. They just don't know it yet.
Yeah. I know. You know, I feel like November is going to be great for her, because she's going to be shining with all her friends. She's going to stand out, and she's going to have a lot to say. She's going to have a clearer goal. She's going to actually get out into the world and go do it. She's going to be talking about it a lot, but she's going to take action, too, at the same time.
Ooh.
It's going would be great. You.
Oh. Huh.
You.
No wonder.
I was like, wait, what did he say?
Right in the beginning of November, like first, second, and third, or whenever Sagittarius starts. What does Sagittarius start? No, September or November?
No, it does not. Shut up.
I'm sorry, I forget the days. Whenever.
No, we're in Scorpio right now.
Okay, what are we in October? Okay, so November is next. Yeah, November.
Yeah.
Sorry.
November.
Yeah, so good for you.
Oh, sweet.
Oh my goodness.
John in November.
All right, Tiffany. Well, listen here, darling. I love you. You're beautiful. But
you're beautiful.
We do have some other callers that would like to get through.
Nah, we do.
So. If you want, call back later when, like, nobody's on. You'll be able to see, so I'll tell you if you want to call in.
I'll be back down in a minute.
All right, honey.
Oh, cool. All
right,
bye.
I'll talk to you later.
That was fun. It was really relaxed. I felt like I was just, like, in the dorm room eating popcorn and just relaxed.
Right? Like, that's totally the atmosphere. I love hanging out. Tiffany and I are such close friends. She's such a sweetheart. You would definitely enjoy her.
I feel it. I feel like she's got some crazy stuff to her. Like, one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She is so, oh, my gosh. She's so crazy.
I know.
Like,
I know. I can feel it.
Like, seriously, we'll just, like, look at each other and just bust out laughing. Like, I can't even stop. She can't even stop. I'm like, you ass. Oh, my God. We're laughing about nothing.
Yeah. Oh, she's really, really fun. I can feel it so clearly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good deal. All right. Well, here's another little comedian, if you will. We've got Reba calling in.
Reba?
My little girl, Reba. So we're going to put him through.
Oh,
hello, honey.
Hello.
Yeah. Oh, hey, girl.
What's up, honey?
What are you doing? How are you?
Good. Told you I'd call.
Well, you didn't even call last week. What the F?
I was busy.
Oh, let me guess. Straight boy.
Tell you the truth, I don't remember.
Oh my gosh.
It's like,
I remember that phone call. I'm really sorry I couldn't come through. I was literally deathly ill. I don't know if you remember the show on Thursday night, and I sounded like horribleness.
No,
but that next day,
I call in Thursday.
Oh yeah. Well, Dee remembers. Dee remembers.
I remember it clearly.
I was so sick. The next day I woke up, I could not even move. I had to call off work and just laid in bed. I thought I had swine flu. I'm like freaking out. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to die. H1N1.
You
oh
was
no.
too.
I mean, I work at Dollar General. Come on. Who knows what comes through that building? Some random bed station.
You kill me.
Well, honey, would you like a reading tonight?
Yes, please, because I just had a date tonight with this dude that
I
like. Yeah,
okay.
That's what I was calling you about earlier, was so that you could give me a reading about how my date was going to go.
Well, how was it? Tell me how it was first.
Oh, my
we...
God, Brandon. Like,
what?
Oh, my God, he made me dinner.
Aww.
And then we sat and watched The Unborn, and we were
cuddling. Oh, that's a creepy movie.
Well, we were cuddling and holding hands, and it was all
fuck
chubby. I was like, aww.
Aww, that's so cute.
I really
yeah.
like this guy.
Well, what we're going to do, I'm going to give you a 24-hour reading.
No, you can't.
7 cards. Why?
Because. You have to do the 3-day one because I'm not seeing him for a while.
Oh, okay.
You know,
but really, I want to make mention that people need to get the 7-day readings more often because, one, when I do the 3-day, at least it's not as detailed. Like, it leaves a lot of room for interpretation and a lot of room for.
Well, honey.
Miscommunication.
No,
just, I'm just saying that. Don't worry. I'll give you a 9-1. Don't worry.
Well, no. These ones are good for me. So are the 7, you know, card ones. But, like, you know, I do practice the craft, so I know what I'm talking about.
Right. All right. Now focus. Focus. Focus.
Okay.
You know what I felt like immediately when he answered? It was so funny. I felt like some kind of, like a drama actress or whatever with like a big, like a scarf or a, you know, those big puffy things around her neck, and she has like
okay, I got
on and everything. So the first thing I felt, it was so funny.
That definitely describes my Reba. He is one of
I'm famous,
kind.
Bitch.
You're what?
I'm famous.
Oh, okay.
Nearly.
All
right, now, what we're going to do, I'm going to give you a 9-card reading. I need you to count in increments from 1 to 9, and every time you say a number, I'm going to pick a card. Go ahead and begin at 1 whenever you're ready.
I'll bet you if you were ready. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8. What comes after 8? 9.
All right, good deal. All right, now what I need you to do is you need to give your birthday.
My birthday? You should know my birthday.
Yeah. D needs to know your birthday. We have a joint reading going on right now. Dionysus, he is. Excellent.
I did not know this. I just called in. I did not know this.
Well, now you know, because it's not my super short show.
Not
I know, it's like a long show.
All right, what's your birthday, babe?
February 10th, 1989.
Oh, what a beautiful year.
I remember when he...
Three more months, and I'm 21. Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, what are you doing, by the way? Because... I'm 21,
so
a little bit right after you.
I'm going to be at Bounce Tuesday night, and as soon as it turns midnight, because my birthday's on a Wednesday, as soon as it turns midnight on Torso Tuesdays, I'm getting drunk, and then I have Dark Wednesday, so I'm going to get drunk at Dark, and then that whole weekend, me and my family will be at Bounce, and yeah.
Oh, snap. Well, that sounds like an event.
Oh,
am I invited?
You're always invited, darling.
Good deal. All right. Well, with that being said, let me tell you what you've got here.
Okay.
The middle card, the center card, is the snake. Very suggestive of you to keep your mouth shut. Okay? I know that thing likes to go a million miles a minute. All right. And what I also see here is some news coming your way. It's going to be, let's see, we'll go right to this first row. We've got the Rider, the Child, and the Key. Now, the Rider is definitely very important, suggesting news that will arrive. I think what it is, it could be news about a child, but I don't think so. I think it's news that's going to... provoke a childlike state of bliss within you, and also success. You're going to be successful with something about business, as the key is right above the lily, and the lily is definitely always a your professional life. That's what it talks about. We're going to go to the center row with the heart, the snake, and the lily. The heart is obviously matters of love and matters of the heart. Now, you could be getting news about a love that will provoke this childlike state. And like I said before, gotta hold your tongue. Gotta hold your tongue. That's your center card. It's definitely demanding you to use, kind of be a little tricky in a way. You know, just kind of slithering through, if you will. Not revealing your whole plan, especially where business matters fall in. because that's where your success is going to come, and so you got to hang on to that. This last draw, we got the bear, the road, and the dog. The bear is always suggestive of something big. It could be a big person, but in this case, I feel as if it's almost a big event and a big change, as it's next to the road, and the road is very, very predominant with changes. Some kind of change will come your way, and I think that it could be just the fact that you are holding your tongue, because it is below the snake. I think the change would be you holding your tongue this time and you not actually saying things out loud, you know, keeping it to yourself. And what it's going to affect and result in is friends, close friends. I think it's going to help your business flower, whatever business matters that you have. It could be, you know, at work, or if you're working on things on your own, you know, on the side, as I do as well, because that's what I always think about. So hold your tongue and keep these plans under wraps. Don't tell friends. Don't just keep it on the DL. Very main part for you.
Honey, let's you know it. That I am not the blabbermouth. Shanae is. Okay.
Okay. Oh, well, I definitely know that. But you are one to keep a story going.
I don't gossip. I don't start drama. I finish it.
Yeah, okay, exactly.
Shut up. I get everybody's facts straight.
Straight.
Yeah.
You make me giggle.
You kill me.
Alright, Dee, what do you got for Kevin here?
Alright, well, the first thing that I see immediately, which is super positive, is, okay, he has his son, which represents, like, his core, the way he wants to express himself or whatever, you know, in a trine to Venus. Now, Venus represents, you know, love, romance, relationships, and, you know, the mushy candlelit dinners and all of that beautiful stuff.
Aww.
And and you have it in a trine to your son. So right now, like what you're doing right now or whatever, you're expressing, you know, those romantic situations, and it is the perfect time to do that based on this chart. It's like the main thing that comes up. The only thing that I warn about, maybe, you know, just like growing lazy in a sense. I don't know if you're going to, if you're just going to get bored with the relationship, or you're going to just not work as hard at it, because you naturally flow together, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Do you understand? Or
yeah, I understand. Keep going.
Okay. Now, it's in its own sign. It's in the sign of Libra, which represents those one-on-one relationships. Once again, you know, what you think about your partners or whatever your romantic interests, your romantic interests are going to be into you. You know, they're going to see you as someone that's like, unique and different and fun, maybe wacky, or, you know, just, you don't like to stick to the norm, you know what I mean? And, I don't know, you may just see your romantic partner as perfection. And the reason I say that is because you have the sun in conjunction to Neptune, which represents our mind and, you know, our higher perceptions of people in this relationship. Mm-hmm. They feel like love right now. But I just warn you to look out for, like, you know, some relationships some arguments and difference of opinion around, let's see. Well, near the end of November.
So what do you think, honey?
I think, I don't know. But the reason why I said speak of the devil was because Brandon or Brian just texted me when he was giving me that whole relationship type deal.
Ah, look at that. Yeah. A little ironic.
That's funny. That it's very simple and based on a chart. You have a combination of your sun, which represents what you express, Neptune, which represents that you can be feeling everything as if it's a dreamy state or whatever, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Jupiter represents that you're going to benefit from this, so I don't know, I don't see anything wrong with it. I think you guys are going to be good.
What's really cool about this is the guy that I'm seeing, he's also a Wiccan / pagan like me.
That's really cool.
You know, like, I don't know, I've known this kid for a while, but, like, we lost contact, and now we're starting to talk again, and all this other stuff, and, yeah.
I can't help but
look at that.
Just happy. I just feel happy, and, like, bubbly.
I am happy.
You know, all those energies. I don't feel anything bad, and I'm looking for the bad stuff. So I always do that.
Why would you look for bad stuff? Never concentrate on the negative. Always concentrate on the positive.
It's so that you can prepare yourself. You know what I mean? So that you can, you know, fix it.
That's what we're supposed to do. We got to help people through this.
I mean, I'm not just
going to
tell you
the law they call.
Exactly, exactly. And who wants to hear everything's going to be perfect and butterflies and rainbows all the time? Oh, yeah, of course you do right now.
Exactly.
Configurations. But I'm going to say that you have your butterflies and rainbows and everything you want right now. So enjoy it and don't take it for granted because that's what I see may come up.
I never take relationships for granted. They take me for granted.
Yeah, well, it is, you know, on both ends.
Well, no, like every past relationship I've had, everybody's just used me for one thing or another. And, like, with this person, I don't think he's going to use me for anything. Like,
yeah, I see you both benefiting. It's a mutual benefit.
Oh, definitely. Definitely mutual.
That's a good thing.
And you're going to go places. Wow. You guys, like, plan to travel or anything or go somewhere new or, you know, like, get around water or whatever?
Do what now?
Like, go somewhere or travel or, like, get around, like, I don't know, maybe water or a beach or something. Like, well, it's freaking cold, but not a beach, but, like, just water or, like, traveling or something like that.
Who travel, me?
Are you guys going to within the relationship?
Oh, I have no idea. I just started talking to this. This is my first date with him forever.
Okay.
I haven't seen him in,
chart,
like, 4 years.
Well, keep it in mind, honey. Keep it in mind. Traveling and going places with people, oh, my gosh, brings you to such a new connection and a new level. I promise you, I just did last weekend, and it just opened things up so much more, and it's such a great, like, it's okay, now break it down, remember, the word remember, re-member, you remember yourself from an experience, from, you know, a situation, an occurrence that you went through, you remember yourself, you're remembering it, and creating that, and putting yourself as a member of that experience, so when you remember, you literally create the experience again. It keeps it very much blossoming, very much alive, and it really, really livens up the relationship. Take full advantage of that. Traveling is such a good tool.
It's a big theme for everyone right now.
Back to the last caller when they were trying to find out when frickin' Sagittarius's or whatever started.
Uh-huh.
It's November 23rd.
That's when Sagittarius starts?
That's when Sagittarius starts, is November 23rd, and it ends December 21st.
How's everybody's Scorpio been going, by the way?
Huh?
How's everyone's Scorpio going, by the way?
That energy right now? Well,
mm-hmm.
You know, I think that they're going through lots of, like, you know, transformations, but good ones, positive transformations. They have the opportunity to change big time and, you know, grow in their career and everything. Communication is prime with them right now. What they say can either cut or hear people.
Now, I know Aquarius isn't in order right now, but I was just wondering if you guys had a horoscope or something of it today.
Oh, well, I'm looking at your transits right now, and what I see is that, you know, the moon is in Pisces. That's not really doing anything except opening you up to emotional energy. You have that, you know, you have the opportunity to, express, like, you know, beautiful, colory, you know, happy, floaty emotions if you want. It's just a mental thing. It's not really, like, a big influence on you. But
happy, floaty, I like that.
It does show that you were meant to have a new experience, you know, as you did, and it was supposed to be positive because you have Uranus in Pisces.
That's
at
what I
degrees.
Got from my Oracle cards today.
Really?
That was the answer I got from my Oracle cards today. Everything you touch turns to gold, and a new experience will start up or something. I forgot what the card said.
Yeah,
there
it's right
go, look
here
at
in the chart. It's right there. It's crazy because Uranus is about surprises, and the semi-sextiles are about fun, happy, positive opportunities, and they affect your sun, which is the totality of your individuality and your being and life force and yada, yada, yada. I don't want to sound like an old person. So.
It's cool.
You're a very old soul, honey. Don't worry. It's okay.
Well, Kevin. My love, thank you for calling in. We do have a couple other callers. We're going to have to get through to them because I promised I had to direct them there. So thank you for calling in. I hopefully that your reading resonates well with you. And if you would like, go ahead and call back in next week and let us know how everything pans out because it really helps us with the feedback that we're telling people the right things and we're doing the right thing and helping you out. So we would much appreciate it if you called in next week.
I will. And I'll probably have Ryan be with me to call in too. So
that would be really
deal.
Cool. Really
yeah,
cool.
That would be perfect.
Just make sure you when the moon goes into Aries, you don't want to start up a new relationship with anyone else. Just
I don't
watch
plan
out for
on
that.
It.
That's cool.
They are one man.
I am. I really am.
There you go. You get it, girl. You get it.
No, she is.
All right, honey. Thank you for calling in. Would you like to still stay on the line? I can just mute you if you'd like.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care. All
right, hon.
I might hang up.
Thank
you. All
right. Well, I'll talk to you later. Have a good night. Thank you for calling in, hon.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, he's a little fun guy.
So, like, I'm already taking all your exits. I say, like, happy now. It's so crazy. I take everybody's exit that I'm around, and I just totally utilize it, and I do not do it on purpose.
Hey, it happens. Trust me. I know. Like, when I first moved here, I didn't even notice that I had an accent at first, and then... I was staying here, living here, and then they're like, oh, okay, you sound normal, like you've been through here. But then they still are like, oh, you still have an accent, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. Okay, we're going to go to area code 956. I'm pretty sure this is Ian, so let's see what's going on. Hello, you are on the air.
Hey, Brendan.
Ian, how you doing, man?
I'm sorry, I just barely left work after being there since 6 o'clock in the morning.
Ooh, hey, I feel you. I've been working at 6, too. Every Wednesday and Thursday, I got to go stock.
Last week, I had some technical issues. I could not hear your show. I tried, and I couldn't. I figured it out, though.
That's weird. I don't even know, like, what's going on over there. But glad
I need your readings. I need your help.
What's going on, man?
It's not even about romance. It's not even about dating. It's work.
Oh,
I need
okay.
To lay out the cards. Do your thing. I need.
All right.
Now, what I need to ask you is, do you want a reading for the next day or the next 3 days?
Actually, just for tomorrow.
Okay, so I'll give you a 24-hour reading. So it's going to be 7 cards. What I need you to do is I need you to count in increments from 1 to 7. Okay, and every time you say a number, I'm going to draw a card for you. So go ahead and begin at 1 whenever you are ready.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right, perfect. Now what I need you to do is give D your birthday as I flip over your cards.
Like
automatically feel positivity already.
7/21/81.
Okay, 7/21. All right, thank you.
All right. Now, I'm going to give you your little reading. Okay. We've got the road, the snake, the child, the sith, the dog, the fox, and the book. The very first thing that you may notice is changes. Changes are coming your way. The road is very suggestive of changes. So it could be a change. There's some kind of change in path, like your ultimate path, there's a change. And
oh, Lord.
Don't worry. No, just keep a positive attitude, okay? Because your next card is the snake. Now, snake definitely demands you to be wise. You need to be very wise in your dealings. And again, I've said this numerous times before, silver, speech is silver, but silence is golden. So hold your tongue a while as you let these new changes pass over. Now, as you, the next card is the child, and it always indicates a childlike state of bliss, or literally a child itself. Now, I don't know how predominant children are with you, so I'm going to guess it's the bliss-like feeling. Or it could also be, there's like this inner child within you, and it either needs to be cut off, or you need to cut off something to be able to maintain that. Because the next card is the Sith, and it indicates that you need to break free of something. You need to cut free of something in your life. Is there something that you feel that could be? Like possibly a friendship, maybe, or just a way of thinking that's very immature, if you will. I'm not sure
That's dealing with my ex.
Okay. Now you recognize that immediately. I think that's what you need to cut off, because the Sith is your middle card. All the other cards surround it, and
the
Sith? It's very important. Yes.
Okay.
You know the thing that the Grim Reaper holds?
Right.
Okay. You gotta cut yourself free. That's what it indicates. You really gotta cut free. And I think it might be what's next is the dog and then the fox. So it could be a friend that's kind of outwitting you, if you will, you know, kind of outsmarting you, foxing you out. They're being really tricky, really sly. So in a way, you kind of have to do the same thing yourself. You got to be a little bit sly, a little, you know, lay low, stay low to the ground, stay low key. And we have this last card, which is the book. Now, the book is a very positive card, and it indicates that you have some work and research to unlock and unfold for yourself. You've got some things that you need to look into for yourself and things that you need to learn. So, you got the most trickiest, wisest cards in the deck, the snake and the fox. You need to be wise with your words, and you need to make sure you know what you're doing. And also remember that you've got to cut yourself off from whatever is holding you back. Okay? Because these changes are coming. They're coming your way. And
tomorrow at 5 p.m.
Oh, very much so. It's very recent. It's your very first card, so it's going to happen first thing.
Oh,
okay. So keep that in mind. Okay, and then we're going to let D tell you.
Okay. All right. Oh, geez, I'm so nervous as usual. But because tomorrow the moon is going to go into Aries. With the moon going into Aries, it represents something new being started up. It represents beginnings and, just going out into the world and just starting something. You know what I mean? And with your sun, it's going to be in a trine. A trine represents positivity. It represents a nice, beautiful flow of energies. So I feel as if there's, with your sun in Cancer and the moon in Aries, I feel as if the energies are going to, come together. You're going to find that you're going to be comforted. You're going to feel comfortable. You're going to feel emotionally comfortable in, this new project that's going to be started. Flat out, that's exactly what I feel. I feel like you're going to get motivated. You're going to have the energy for it. You're going to be emotionally connected to it, whatever it is. And I feel like you're going to like it. You understand?
Yes, I do.
Now, the Aries energy is like pioneering and, it represents I don't know. I feel as if the Aries energy usually likes to do things on its own, especially if it was in work or whatever. It would like to be the boss and not work under anybody. But
quick question, though. If Cancer anywhere in there, that's what I am.
If what?
Cancer.
Yeah, it is. That's what I'm basing it off of. I'm basing it off of your Cancer energy.
Ah, okay.
in the chart, there's these aspects and they combine to different planetary energies, and that's how I base it off. Okay. Let's see.
Yes. And actually, really, it means a lot. Both readings, Brandon's and yours. What happened is that the office manager got fired today, and the receptionist quit. That's why I'm stressing out. Yes.
Oh, definitely change is coming your way then. Definitely. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, work has been crazy. I'm not even worried about dating. The last guy that I met was wonderful, but because of work, I screwed it up, and he's no longer talking to me.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What happened?
The last one
was so nice.
It was. It was amazing. The thing is that I'm work comes first. I have patience, and I deal with them, and this guy kind of wanted more of my time, and I couldn't provide it, so he got upset.
Okay.
And
it sounds like you learned a lot from this, I feel.
I did.
There you go. And that's the most important thing. You have a lot. With this book that I was talking about earlier, I don't think you were here, but I've been reading this book called Conversations with God, and he talks a lot about relationships and relativity, which is a great, great tool that we have. We should be so happy for it. And I think you just need to remember, I feel it's very important to tell you that, you went through what you went through, the time that you spent with this guy, it was really good. I remember talking to you, it was 2 weeks ago, and you were just so happy, you were just so excited about it. Yeah, exactly. And I think that...
I feel like I screwed it up, I failed, because
now,
I'm the one that cut him off.
Well, I don't think that you failed. You can't view it as a failure, okay? Because regardless of how long the relationship lasts, it still happens, And the feelings are still very much there. They're very much predominant in your thoughts. And, you know exactly how you felt, right? So
right.
I would take that and, just use it. It's a tool for growing. And that's all it is when you are in a relationship, you're just trying to identify and bring into existence who you really are. Who you really are and who you are trying to be. So it definitely reflects and definitely mirrors that. Look at, for example, work, like you said, work comes first with you. and now you know that you've definitely, that's a big thing with you, you know, you like, it's your main priority, it's your top priority, and you know, that's good, that's very good. You know, it doesn't matter what you hold as top priority, everything is good, so, you know, keep doing what you're doing, because you're just going to be learning a lot, and you're sticking on your path, and don't even worry about it.
Let me throw this at you. Now I have this one understanding guy, very, very understanding, very nice, texts me, Ian, how's your day going? You know, text me when you get home. He's very understanding, very caring, but the thing is that I don't have any interest in him, and it's weird.
Well, see, now, you don't have to have a romantic interest just to, you know, learn from somebody. All you're doing is just trying to see and bring back who you are. So I don't think, you know, maybe you don't need to be in a romantic relationship, but as long as you keep the relation, you know, still alive, you could learn a lot. I feel that with every relationship that people have, that any person has with another, it, you know, it's to learn from them.
Exactly. That's so true.
Regardless if it's romantic, regardless, you know, if it's a sexual attraction, whatever, it doesn't matter. You just got something to learn. That's all. And our learning is never done, which is the beauty of it. So enjoy it, live in it, and just keep positive thoughts. That's all you got to do is just keep positive thoughts. And I can see that, especially with the cards that I drew for you. You've got two quote-unquote negative cards, but it's all in how you handle it, because there's always a silver lining. And especially here, they're all surrounded by positive cards. So keep you've got an up, and then you've got a down, an up, and a down, an up, and a down, and up, and you end with an up. So keep that in mind. Keep the positive thoughts flowing. I know that you're working on it, and know you're trying. So just keep working at it. I promise it'll all work out perfect.
Tomorrow I'm actually going out, go buy a model of Aries and the moon, and go buy a Sith, and carry them around with me.
That's going to be crazy. That's going to be so crazy.
That's a good idea, definitely.
I think it's going to be a full moon. Don't get wild.
Hey, I'm excited for this full moon.
Wow. Don't get too excited.
Oh, gosh. Hey, maybe I need you to give me a reading.
I really needed to hear you guys. I needed to hear Brandon saying, I didn't know you had a guest on, but thank you so much as well. I've actually caught my blood pressure just went down.
We're glad we can help. Hey, you know what? Just to remind you, you know, you can do this whenever you want. Just sit here, and all you need to do is just sit with your own thoughts. And, I mean, I don't know what goes on in your brain if, you know, you overanalyze.
I feel like he thinks a lot. That's what I feel like, yep.
What is that? What was that? I'm sorry.
I felt exactly how you felt. I felt like he thinks a lot.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a big analyzer. You know, interpreter of all situations, all words, you know, everything. Don't think too much. Just keep positive thoughts. Keep that big old smile right on your face. Keep it there. Permanently glued. Keep that grin. I know you can feel those face muscles stretching out. I can feel you cheesing over there. So just
I'll
keep smiling.
Talk about going from tense to just feeling like so relaxed now.
Good deal. Well, that was definitely the main purpose of it. And I think if you want to listen to past shows, I go through a bunch of regressions, and the last one that I did, there's a fear regression back there that it brings you completely surrounded in, like, this moment of fear. And it was something that I wrote, and it brings you through this deepest fear, like, this deepest, like, experience, this little story that I've kind of built. And then it's, boom, right there, and, like, leads you to that key, that successful key that'll unlock anything. So if you want, hit up the archives and, you know, again, hit up the archives to re-listen to your reading and make sure everything pans out right.
I will. Thank you a million. Seriously, both of you guys are like,
so
oh, wow.
Welcome. You're so welcome, honey. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, let me keep on listening to the show, and thanks again.
No problem, man.
Okay, bye.
Have a good night.
Bye. You too, bye-bye.
All right.
Well, good about him. I feel like he's going to take constructive action and make the most out of it. You know, he's going to take use it.
Definitely. He's a smart guy. I definitely can feel that for sure.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Let's see. Wow. Time certainly flies. Oh, my gosh. We got about 8 minutes left. Holy crap. Okay. Now, we're going to give one more reading. Waiting for the caller to raise their hand. I feel bad, like, just transferring them through when their hand isn't raised.
I mean, sometimes they don't. I do it all the time.
You did it to me, I think.
Yep, if they're calling, then, you know, especially because I was new, I didn't know the difference, so I just answered whoever was there calling.
That happened to me a couple times. I'm like, I'm sitting there, and like, I just want to listen to the show, and I'm like, okay, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, caller 440, and I'm like, oh my god, I don't even have a question, what am I going to do?
What you were saying resonated so much, but we'll talk about it. I'll tell you about it.
Okay. Well, let's get to this last call real quick. We got area code 440. It's David. David, you are through. How you doing, buddy?
What's going on, bro?
Not too much. All right, we're going to have to make this a little bit fast. We got 7 minutes left. So would you like a 7-card or a 9-card reading tonight?
I'm going to go with 7.
All right, a 24-hour reading. Now, what I need you to do is count in increments from 1 to 7. And every time you say a number, I'm going to pick a card for you. So go ahead and begin at 1 whenever you're ready.
All right. 1. 2. 3. 4. 5. 6, 7.
All right, perfect. Now what I need you to do is give D your birthday, and then I'll give you a reading.
November 12th, 1990.
Oh wow, you're born the same year as me. That's cool. Okay, you're a Scorpio, right?
Horse.
A what? A horse? Sagittarius?
No, he's a Scorpio.
Okay, Scorpio, all right. I don't even need to look at the chart. I know these guys right now. Study them.
All right. Now, what I came up for you, you're reading, we've got the sun, the child, the tree, the woman, the garden, the house, and the mouse. The house and the mouse, all red. Now,
all right.
What I see, your very middle card is the woman, so I think some kind of feminine or womanly aspect is going to be important for you in the next day or so. We'll start out with the first. We got the sun and the child. Now, the sun is definitely shining on your affairs. It's bringing you very positive feelings, enlightenment, if you will, and provoking a childlike state of bliss. And with this bliss becomes growth and maturity next to the tree. Keep in mind that you will be growing within the next few days, and, you know, just growing into who you're supposed to be and maturing. The next card is the woman. I feel that either a woman could provoke these feelings, or it could be that, you know, there's some kind of girl very predominant for you in the next day. It's going to come about by, the garden, which is the place where you want to be seen. It's the place to be seen. It could be, I feel like it's a house, either your house that needs to kind of be shifted in a way, because it's next to the mouse, and the mouse is a robber mouse. It's robbing something from you. It could be that matters of your home life are robbing something from you, but it also could be, you know, this garden, this place that you're meeting where the, you know, quote-unquote PDA happens, you know, all that stuff. So keep a lookout for this thing that's robbing feelings from you. It could be the girl, but I for some reason, I don't think so. I don't know. Just keep in mind that the sun is your very first card. You've got all positive cards here, except the last one, and it's surrounded by all positive cards, so it just completely diminishes the negative effects. You go ahead and tell them what you feel.
All right, what I see automatically is that it's either them going through lots of new changes and new events and new experiences, and they're going to keep on coming, and they're going to, you know, they're going to come even stronger. You're going to be changing, and, you know, you're going to be moving towards, you know, just your future goals. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I'm joining the Marines in about 2 weeks, so.
Okay, and that's something you want to do?
Of course.
Okay, well.
I want to be a better man, so.
I definitely.
Not just a better man, you want to be a better person.
Of course.
Yes. I see thumbs up for that. The next thing that I see is that there can be an inherent confusion. Like, either you may just be expressing yourself in a way that you don't feel is affecting anything, or you just may be confused as to who you are, and that's why you're looking around for different ways to express yourself so that you can gain some physical structure. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm sorry for like that pause or whatever, but I feel like you're gonna move out of that soon. You're just gonna have to. I guess you're just gonna have to basically ground yourself. Take a look at what's happening physically. Instead of your ideas, because you may just be confused as to how you see yourself and how you see other people and as to what you're doing. You can find yourself like doing all these different things and then look back at it and, you know, find yourself thinking, well, what did I do? Like, what did I accomplish? So I feel like you should really, really ground yourself and focus on the physical and focus on, you know, not being so fixed on one goal, and just, you know, be open, okay?
I hear you.
Yes, definitely be open, be receptive. Things are going to fruition. I want to use that word for some reason, but I can't use it in this sentence. Things will blossom into full fruition. Well, oh, my goodness. We only have 90 seconds left. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
How does time fly that fast? What even happened?
All right, 90 seconds left. Brandon, I love
David.
You, and I will get off real quick.
All right, I love you too, David. Thank you for calling in. Hopefully that resonates well with you, and if you'd like, call back next week, and you can tell us how it went for you.
All right, sounds good.
All right, have a good one, David.
Bye.
Oh, my goodness. That went so fast.
Well, oh, thank you for having me on air.
Oh, well, thank you for coming.
Out of the blue.
It totally is, but it was
like
nice
that
and random. Yeah, exactly. It's such a surprise, and it's like, oh, yeah, okay.
Well, I'm going to let you close out your show, but I'm going in the chat room, and I'm going to chat at you soon.
All right. I'll talk to you in a couple. Thank you again.
Bye.
Oh, that was a beautiful, beautiful show. Again, thank you, Dee, for calling in. That was absolutely wonderful. And everybody, thank you for calling in, and thank you for coming to join me tonight on Thirsty Thursdays with your host, the Dream Teacher. It was a very wonderful show, and I hope you all come back next week, as it will be a beautiful, beautiful week. Everybody, have a great night and sweet dreams, my friends. You're all beautiful.